Peter.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Melanie Banky.
Here.
Nicole Bromeo.
I'm
Cole.
here. Thank you. I'm here.
Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah. Bethany Markham. Bethany, can you hear us?
No, you can't hear your audio.
I don't hear her audio. Let me see. I'll try and mute and unmute her and see if that works.
I think that on your settings in Zoom, Bethany, you have to select a different microphone.
Think she's on her phone.
Well, I heard her earlier, so it's curious.
Yeah, she switched devices.
Try audio
Oh,
number.
hey.
Oh, the fourth microphone. Okay, not the first, second, or third. Sorry, I had to move. I've been moving between devices this morning because this one didn't work. I went to my phone, now I'm back on the computer. So apologies there.
Okay, great. So you're present. Excellent. And Bud Simpson
Here.
and Chairman Binkley.
Okay,
Hey,
all members
members.
that are present, we have before us a draft agenda. Any comments, suggested changes, additions, deletions to the agenda? If not, I'd ask for a motion to adopt it.
Mr. Chair, just a possible addition. Should we schedule an open session after the executive session in case action has to be taken?
Yes, that's we'll come out of executive session. We'll have to in order to adjourn. And so we will be back in public session as soon as the executive session ends. I'm not certain we need another actual item on there that specifies we come back into session.
Okay, as long as that's noted, I'm fine.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, this is Melanie.
Yeah, Melanie.
Bud, were you wanting to add like public comments or what were you? I'm not sure what you were suggesting.
No, I wasn't expecting public comments. I was just saying that if we have to take action on any of the matters discussed in executive session, we'll need to do that in open session.
Okay.
Hey, is there a motion regarding the agenda?
This is Bethany. I'll make a motion to accept the agenda.
Is there a second?
I'll second. This is Melanie.
Motion before us and seconded to adopt the draft agenda as presented. Is there any discussion on the motion? Is there any objection to the motion? Hearing none, the agenda is set. Let's see, could you pull that agenda back up? I think we have adoption of the minutes, Peter.
That's correct, Mr. Chair.
Have all members had a chance to look at the minutes? And if so, are there any additions, deletions, corrections to the minutes?
This is Bethany. I sent Peter a correction last night. I'm not sure if you got that yet.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right.
Yeah, there is one typo correction, Mr. Chair, that Member Markham requested. Let me see if I can just pull it up on the screen here real quick. I did have it open for this purpose. It's just changing the word council, CIL, to council, SEL, on page 2 of the minutes from the 22nd. So it's a typo correction. There's no.
Okay, with that correction noted, is there a motion to adopt the minutes?
So moved.
Is there a second to the motion?
I'll second.
Motion before us to adopt the minutes of the 22nd. Is there discussion on the motion? Is there any objection to the motion? Hearing none, they're adopted. Yep, Peter, go ahead.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, you noted the minutes from the 22nd. They did contain a change and have subsequently been adopted, but I'm also, the minutes from the 26th were also part of the public notice and packet. So I think okay. We need to make a motion to adopt those since the date was named.
Okay, is there a motion to adopt the minutes of the 26th?
So move.
Second?
Is Bethany, I'll second that.
Discussion on the motion? Any objection to the motion? Those minutes are adopted as well.
Thank you. Thank you.
Next item is executive session. Maybe we could, before we address this, if Matt, you could just give us a little refresher on executive sessions and what constitutes a legitimate use of executive session.
The open meetings law, Mr. Chairman, allows some exceptions, allows the board to go into an executive session for matters that do not need to be included in a public meeting. That includes to obtain advice by your lawyer with regard to an ongoing or specific litigation matter that conversation is subject to the attorney-client privilege, and so therefore it's not subject to open meetings law. In this instance, the specific reason we suggest an executive session is that three of the litigants involved in the redistricting challenges, known as the East Anchorage plaintiffs, the Valdez plaintiffs, and the Matsu plaintiffs, have made proposals to settle their attorney's fee motions that are pending before Judge Matthews' trial court. And an executive session would allow us to have a candid discussion about those offers for the board to consider whether it wants to accept or reject or counter those offers.
Okay, thank you, Matt. With that, the chair would entertain a motion to proceed into executive session for matters as described by our legal counsel.
So moved. This is Nicole.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion before us and seconded to move into executive session for legal and financial reasons as explained by our legal counsel. Is there discussion on the motion?
Mr. Chairman, it's my recollection in the past that we needed to cite the statutory authority through which we were doing that, or regulatory authority, I'm not sure which. So I just wanted to make sure we get that on the record as well.
Matt?
So we have it in the agenda. Peter, do you want to just pull up the agenda and we can have Mr. Bates? I don't have the statute memorized.
Okay, so the motion before us is, as I understand the motion, correct me if I'm wrong, is to enter into executive session to consider possible fees and cost settlement pursuant to AS 44.62.310(1) and (4). The board will discuss legal strategy and potential settlement regarding attorney's fees and costs. Is that the correct motion?
That's correct, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
And second, you're agreeable with that?
Agreed.
Okay. Discussion on the motion. Is there objection to the motion? Hearing none, we're in executive session. Okay. We're back in regular session. It's 11:13, and the chair would entertain a motion based on our discussions. Bethany, I see you've got your hand up. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll make a motion that we authorize counsel to make counteroffers, basically consistent with the discussion that we had in executive session.
Is there a second to the motion?
Mr. Chair, this is Melanie, I second.
Okay, motion before us and seconded. Does everybody understand the motion? Is there any discussion on the motion? Is there any, Nicole, you've got your hand up.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to make a point for the record that we did engage in a very thoughtful analysis of Alaska law, and we are in 100% agreement. We appreciate being able to wrap this up in a timely manner and the public litigants at this point, and that the board is united in our decision.
Okay, thank you. Further discussion? Is there any objection to the motion? Hearing none, the motion is adopted. Next item on the agenda is adjournment. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved, Nicole.
Insert a second to the motion.
Second.
Discussion on the motion? Any objection to the motion? Hearing none, we're adjourned. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.